Starting this evening with the mitzvah of Kiddush, I want to start off looking at the Gemara in Perek Arvei Pesachim, Daf Kuf Vav Amud Aleph. We'll go through the Gemara together and pick up on some of the themes. So about 7-8 lines down, Tana Rabbanan Zachorei Yom HaShavat LeKadosho. So a pasuk we're very familiar with, and the Gemara darshens it Zochreyu Al Hayayin. One needs to remember it or mention it. We'll see exactly what the term, how we're going to understand the term Zochrehu or Zachor in due course, but Zochre al Hayayin. So the mitzvah of Zachor Yom HaShavat LeKadosho should be fulfilled in the context of the costs of Yayin. There's actually a machloket between the Rambam and the Ramban as to what word in this pasuk is the critical pasuk word for our purposes. We'll see in a little bit of the Rambam in Perek Kaftet of Hilchot Shabbat focuses on the word Zachor. It's a mitzvah of Zachira, whereas the Ramban in his commentary on Chumash in Parashat Yitro, he focuses on the Zachira, that it's a mitzvah it's a mitzvah of Lekadosho. That's the Ikka, according to the Ramban. We'll come back to that in a little bit. But so Machlok is essentially between Rambam and Ramban, whether it's Zechira or Lekadosho. So Eini Ela Bayom, so I only know that this applies during the day of Shabbat, that I've got a mitzvah Zachor Yom HaShavat LeKadosho. But Laila Minayin, how do I know this also applies at night? Talmud Lama Zachor Yom HaShavat LeKadosho. Pasuk says, Zachor et Yom HaShabbat LeKadosho. So the Gemara says, hold on a minute, this is strange. Belaila Minayin, first of all, you're asking, how do we know that the mitzvah of Kiddush is at night? Adraba, on the contrary, Ikar Kiddusha Belaila Hu Kaddish. The main mitzvah of Kiddush is actually at night. That's our starting point. Techi Kaddish, Techilat Yoma by the Kiddushe. Because when we sanctify Shabbat, we're sanctifying it at the outset of the day. And our second question is, Balaila Minayin, you asked, how do we know there's a mitzvah Kiddush at night? Talmud Lomar Zachor Et Yom. And you brought up the Pasuk, you said Zachor Et Yom. Well, that's talking about the day. So it was a strange question for you to ask. And besides the fact that it was a strange question, the answer is a strange answer to that strange question. So we answer, Tana Mahadar Alayla, this is the clarifying the question. Tana Mahadar Alayla, the Karnastiv Leikra Di Mama. The pasuk that the Tana was asking a question about night, and instead you brought a pasuk which is talking about the day. So Hakika Amar. So really, this is what's going on. Zachore Shama Shama Lekadosho. How do we answer that? How do we darshan it? Zochreu Hayayin Bichnisato. Chazal understood this to mean that we have to remember it in the context of the wine, bichnisato, when Shabbat begins. Eini ela balayla biyom minayin. So I only know there's a mitzvah kiddush at night. What about the mitzvah kiddush in the day? Talmud lomar zachor et yom ha-shabbat. So the pasuk says zachor et yom ha-shabbat. Okay, so we've got the zachor, and the lekadosho is telling us that it's got to be at the commencement of Shabbat. That's telling us at night. But seeing as it says Zachoret Yom HaShabbat, could have just said Zachoret HaShabbat LeKadosho. The fact that it says Zachoret Yom HaShabbat LeKadosho is telling us that there's also a din of Kiddush in the day. We'll see the two mitzvot of Kiddush at night and day are very, very different. The mitzvah of Kiddush at night is Doraita. The mitzvah of Kiddush in the day is Drabanan. So now the Gemara is going to ask, Bayom Mai Mefarich. What bracha does one say on Kiddush in the day? It's kind of interesting. There's an assumption we're clear on what the Nusuch of Kiddush is at night. The Gemara's not asking about that. It wants to know what's the Nusuch of Kiddush in the day. Bayom Mai Mefarich, Amar Rav Yehuda, Borei Priagafen. So it's just a bracha, Borei Priagafen. There isn't really any Nusuch of Kiddush in the day. It's just a bracha. Rav Ashi Iklanim Chuza. Rav Ashi once came to Mechuzah, Amrulei Likdish Lanmar Kiddush Rabbah. So they said to him, please, got a nice guest here, please, can you make Kiddush for us? Havulei, they gave him the cost. Savar, my new Kiddush Rabbah. He wasn't familiar with this term, Kiddush Rabbah. Kiddush Rabbah implies that this is something, you know, very choshev. This is, you know, you make Kiddush on Friday night, but Shabbat days, Kiddusha Rabbah. So, you know, he wasn't quite sure what to say. Amar, he said to himself, Mikdi kol abrachot kulam borei pri agafen amrei bereisha. So, listen, always start with borei pri agafen. That's clear. Amar borei pri agafen. So what did he do? He did borei pri agafen, va'agid bay, and he slapped it out. You know, he did borei pri agafen, and that would give them time. They'd sing a nice choral or cantoral amen to it. And he'd watch what they're expecting now. Are they expecting him to, you know, are they all picking up their kosot, you know, ready to drink? In which case he knows he's done enough, or are they expecting something more from him? Chazailahu Saba Tagachim Vishati. So he saw some elderly gentleman there who bent down to drink his kos of wine. Kare Anafshe Hechachame Nav Barosho. So he applied the pasuk from Kohelet to himself. Oh, good for thinking ahead. So he kept an eye on the situation and he realized that Kiddush in the day is nothing more than Borei Pri Agafen. So the Achronim tell us that, why is it called Kiddusha Rabbah? It's Lashon Sagi Nahor. It's a euphemism. It's not really Kiddusha Rabbah. It's not, it's a small Kiddush. But, so either it's a euphemism, we don't want to call it, Kiddusha Zeira, so we'll call Kiddusha Rabbah, or to give it Chashivut, in terms of, otherwise people will be Mazalzel in it. So we'll call it Kiddusha Rabbah to show that in actual fact, even though it's just Borei Pri Agafen, it's important. As an aside, you know, Kiddusha Rabbah, Shabbat morning, you know, we build it up and we say, you know, lots of psukim, Zafra Yomashah, the Kaddushah, the Shamru, and in Tashif, etc., etc. None of that's very important at all. It's just, you know, it's, you know, by the time you've got everybody round the table just to say Borei Pri Agafen and then get up and go to wash again, you know, so, you know, make a bit more of a ceremony of it. In actual fact, the Aruch HaShulchan says, oh, it's clear from the Gemara, the correct nusach of Kiddush in the morning is simply Borei Pri Agafen. You shouldn't say, he thinks you shouldn't say more than that, but there are different minhagim about it. Now, I want us to look at the Tosfot. So, Tosfot Dibur HaMatkil Zochrehu. So, how do we know it needs to be Al Hayayim? This is the question we've got. The Gemara has just said, Zachore Choma Shabbat LeKadosho, it's obvious to the Gemara that it's Al Hayayim. Minayin Lanu. So, the Tosfot says, Dizachira Ketiv Al Hayayim. So, we've got essentially a Gzeira Shava. We find in Tanakh, that the term Zechira is associated with wine. Zichru kiyein levanon, pasuk in Hoshea, Nazkira dodecham yayin, pasuk in Shia Shirim. So we see the verb of Zechira coming together with yayin. So therefore we learn out that Zechira is in the context of yayin. V'hai Zechira, hainu kiddush. And when what we're talking about, now this is really a bit parenthetical, but worth seeing, is Kiddush, meaning the bracha of Ashek and Shalom Yisrotav Ratzavanu. Devayechulu lo matzinu alakos, ela bitfila. We our minhag is, and it's clear Tosfot was familiar with this minhag, to say Vayechulu at the beginning of Kiddush on Friday night, but in actual fact, that's not really part of Kiddush. It's a lengthy preamble, because Vayechulu was never classically part of Kiddush on Friday night. Kedama b'Shabbat, that's clear from the Gemara in Shabbat, that it's part of the Tefillah on Friday night. The only reason we say Vayechulu on Friday night in Kiddush is because there might be members of the family who didn't say it in Tefillah, so we'll say it at home. Hold on a minute, we also say Vayechulu at the end of Maariv after Tfilat Lachash, Hanim Mishum Yom Tiv Shechaliot B'Shabbat Shem Pali Nata B'Chatanu Ve'en Omer Vayechulu B'Tfilah. That's because when Yom Tov falls on a Friday night, we miss out Vayechulu from the Tfilah, so we want to compensate for it. V'Tiknu Nam Yomah B'Chol Shabbatot Shelo V'Chalek Ben Shabbat L'Shabbat. Okay. Fine, that's just parenthetic about Vayechulu. So, you know, if you miss out Vayechulu, sort of question, can, you know, interesting person missed out Vayechulu on Friday night. They just weren't thinking. It's their son's Ufruf, and they've got sort of all the family there, and they're so excited. They sit down, they start making Kiddush, Savri Maranan, and they forgot Vayechulu. Do they have to repeat Vayechulu? And if they have to repeat Vayechulu, would they have to say it over the kos? Okay. V'nira de kiddush al hayayin asmachtahi. Now, very important. Tosfot is saying that kiddush al hayayin is an asmachta, meaning that whilst kiddush is doraita, kiddush al hayayin is not doraita. It's only an asmachta. So hold on a minute. V'adamah b'mishemeit. So we've got Gemara in the third parak of Brachot, Nashim Chayavat Kiddush Hayom Dvar Torah, where we're talking about women having to have Kiddush on Friday night. Doraita, Hainu Davke Kiddush Hayom. So that's only talking about the Ikka Mitzvah of Kiddush Hayom. Aval ala Yayin lo havi ala midrabanan. But over the Yayin, it's only a din drabanan. Kiddush Mareish Nazir, as is implied from the Gemara at the beginning of Masechet Nazir. Now this is point of machloket between Tosfot and Rashi, how to understand the Gemara in Masechet Nazir, because the Gemara there is talking to brings the pasuk miyam shechar yazir. So the pasuk says that the Nazir will make a vow that he's not going to drink wine or anything intoxicating, and the Gemara says le'sor yein mitzvah ki yein harashut. From this pasuk we learn out that yein mitzvah can be osed, just as yein harashut can be. Uparich, and the Gemara says, my nihu, what is yein mitzvah? Kiddusha v'havdala, the yayin of kiddush and havdala. So now, the way Tosfot understands it is to read it, mushba v'omed mehar sinaihu, ditzarech kra lemesa. What? The kos of kiddush at Havdalah and kiddush and Havdalah, the kos is doraita. Where do you get such an idea from? The chazar v'amar hareini nazir. So the Gemara says, no, it must be talking about a case where what's yayin mitzvah, where a person's made a shavua that they're going to drink wine and then they declare themselves a nazir. So the question is, will that nazirut apply to that shvua or not? It's harikra de nazirut chala afal pisha shemushbav or meitu. So the exact sugya in nazir isn't important to us now, but the point is, the way Tosfot learns it is that the Gemara there is saying that we're talking about something which is yayin mitzvah, where you've got a mitzvah, an obligation to drink wine, and the suggestion or the rhetorical question in the Gemara is, well, you know, the Gemara says, well, that's Yayin Kiddush Havdalah. The Gemara says, what are you talking about? You know, we really, of course we're not Mushbava Omeid from Har Sinai. It's a Drabanan. Rashi learns it differently. Rashi learns it not as a Tmiya, but as a stating. Yes, we're talking about Yayin of Kiddush Havdalah, because the person is Mushbava Omeid Mihar Sinai, so we don't need another Pasuk to talk to us about that. So it must be a different case. Okay, so Rashi understands that in actual fact, Kiddush al Hakos is Doraita. And there are other Rishonim who hold like that as well. Whereas Tosfot and most Rishonim hold that Kiddush al Hakos is Durabanan. And then he makes another suggestion. It might be that Kiddush al Hakos is Doraita, meaning to give chashivut to the kiddush, you have to hold the kos. But you don't need to say borei priagafen or drink from the kos. That's a possibility. But certainly the Ikka sheet of Tosfot is, and most Rishonim, is that kiddush al hakos is Durabanan. If you look at the Rambam, Perek Kaftet, Halacha Aleph, so mitzvah tassim in atzvah lekadeshit yom hashabbat bidvarim, shene'emar zachorit yom hashabbat lekadosho. We'll come back to the Rambam in just a moment. But then in halacha vav, he then goes on to say, mitivrei sofrim lekadesh al hayayin, ulahavdil al hayayin. So the Rambam says, it's mitivrei sofrim to make kiddush and havdalah over wine. It's Doraita without the wine, and it's Drabanan with the wine. So that's following the Shita of Tosfot. Now, just going back to Halacha Aleph, so the Rambam tells us, what's this mitzvah? Zachon Shem Shabbat HaKadosh. Shoshot Gloma Zochrehu Zechirat Shevach V'Kiddush. But Tzarek L'Zochrehu B'Knisato V'Tziato. You have to mention, or remember Shabbat at the beginning and at the end, B'Knisato B'Kiddush Hayom V'Tziato B'Havdalah. With Kiddush and Havdalah. So I always say that, as far as the Rambam's concerned, Kiddush and Havdalah, if you like, the bookends for Shabbat. Shabbat is introduced by Kiddush and concluded with Havdalah. The Rambam clearly holds that Havdalah is Doraita, part of the mitzvah of Zachor et Yom HaShabbat LeKadosho. The Ramban, who I referred to earlier, so the Ramban in Parashat Yitro, so he says that as follows: Aval Rabotenu Odbo Midrash Mimeat LeKadosho. Okay, the Iker is the word LeKadosho, not the Zechira so much of the Rambam, because the Rambam says Tarech LeZochrehu Bichnisato Vitziato. Which is what's mashma from the Gemara as well. You know, Tosfos says Zochrehu al Hayayin, not Kadshehu. That's Shene Kadshehu bezikaron ki inyan v'kidash temet shnat ha-chamishim shana. Shehu ta'un kiddush beit din loma b'yovel mekudash mekudash. So the Ramban is comparing it to the mitzvah of kiddush of Yovel, where beit din at the beginning of the year have to proclaim that it's mekudash. So according to the Ramban, Havdalah obviously can't be part of the mitzvah of Zachor et Yom HaShabbat LeKadosho, because it's Davka an introduction. Whereas the Rambam holds that it's two brackets, if you like, for Kiddush. Now it's just important to be medayik a little bit in the Lashon of the Rambam, where he's telling us what the nature of Kiddush is, because we'll come back to this in a moment. It's called Omar, Zochrehu Zechirat Shevach the Kiddush. Okay, that's what you have to do. Zechirat Shevach the Kiddush. So you have to speak about the Shevach, the praiseworthy aspect of Shabbat, the Kiddush, and the sacred aspect of Shabbat. Some texts of the Rambam have Zechirat Shabbat the Kiddush. It seems that the correctness of his Shevach the Kiddush. So those two things, according to the Rambam, are going to be critical for Kiddush. So what we've seen so far is, according to the Rambam and the Tosfot, and most Rishonim, that Kiddush Do'oraita is just Zechirat Shevach the Kiddush, and it's Drabanan to make Al-Hakos. So, you know, an obvious nafkamina will be, it's in the case of Safek. Safek Doraita Lechumra, Safek Durabanan Lekula. If a person's not sure whether they made Kiddush on Friday night. So if they're not sure, so then Al Hakos, they know they made Kiddush in Tefillah. They said the Brachav Mekadesh HaShabbat in Tefillah. So they've been Yotzei Doraita. And this is what we're going to play around with in just a moment, but they're not sure if they made Kiddush Al Hakos at the table. So you might say, how can a person not know? Well, okay, maybe a person's very forgetful. It could be. I thought of a case, you know, where a person was somewhere and somebody made Kiddush, and then afterwards, you know, I don't know if that person who made Kiddush was Jewish. I think he's a ger who hasn't finished his course yet. So you're not sure. So maybe you were Yotzei with the Kiddush, maybe you weren't Yotzei with the Kiddush. So in that case, Safek Drabanan Lekulan, you wouldn't need to repeat. Yeah. So the Magin Avraham in Simon Reishayin Aleph, and as I say, in general, I'll be asking you to bring Mishnah Brura to the Shir. That's for tonight. I've got everything on the page. But in general, if you can bring the Mishnah Berurah Chelek Gimel, to the Shia, that would be very useful. So the Magen Avraham says exactly this this point, that kiddush in tefillah you yotzei the d'oraita, and kiddush al hakos is only d'rabbanan, and that you've been yotzei with tefillah, and then you're doing it again to be mekayim the takana of the rabbanan. So there are going to be certain nafka minas, one of which is going to be, in the case of safek. The other question will be, in the case of a katan making kiddush for a gadol. If the whole chiyuv is only to rabbanan, then a katan possibly could make for a gadol, because everybody's got the same degree of the gadol's been yotzei the d'oraita, and now he's only got a d'rabbanan when he comes home from shul, and katan could make kiddush for him. If we say kiddush al hayayin is d'oraita, so then a katan wouldn't be able to.
John. If we're saying it's d'rabbanan doing kiddush at home, effectively,
yeah,
and yet you had an adult male obviously doubling in shul and being the kaddish already. Then with the wife.
Excellent question, and that's what we're going to come on to. We're going to come on to. Exactly. Right. So and that's what the Dagul Mervava brings. Who's the Dagul Mervava? Dagul Mervava is the Noda Bihuda. And the Tzlach, for that matter. That's so always really good when you can say the Dagul Mervava asks the Kasha, which is answered by the Noda Bihuda, and he brings a proof from the Tzlach. But it's all the one person. So it's the Dagul we know better as the probably as the Noda Bihuda. It's the his commentary on Shulchan Aruch is the Dagul Mervava. So now he's asking exactly Jonathan's question. So a man comes home and makes kiddush on Friday night for his wife and family. So the woman hasn't yet davened ma'ariv, and the man has. The man isn't chayav midoraita in this mitzvah, whereas the women, they've got a different chiyuv. They've got a chiyuv of kiddush doraita. In yotzin bishmiata min ha'ish. Can they be yotzei by their husbands making kiddush for them? It's very traditional that the man comes home from shul and makes kiddush for the family. But the Dagul Mervava is raising the possibility that we might be better off halachically that the wife makes kiddush for everybody. The Dagul Mervava was a very orthodox rabbi, but he's suggesting that maybe that would be better. For Asher, you might say, hold on a minute. If Asher kol habrachot, Asher yatzah motzi, that shouldn't make a difference. If I've got a man who hasn't yet davened, it can happen for whatever reason. He's going to daven later. Or he's not davening. He's got a guest at the table who hasn't davened Maariv and isn't going to daven Maariv. You've davened Maariv already, so you might say the same question then. How can I make kiddush for him? I've only got a chiyuv now, d'rabbanan, who's got a chiyuv d'oraita. But we know you can, because afal pi sheyatza motzi. This is Gemara Masechet Rosh Hashanah in the fourth parak. Hainu itam arvut. Oh, that's because of the principle of arvut, mutual responsibility in terms of mitzvah fulfillment. Shekol Yisrael arevim zeh bazeh, kamo shekatav Rashi shah. Lots of people like to use Kol Yisrael arevim zeh bazeh, so it means we all have to do nice things for each other. We do all have to do nice things for each other. That's not what the halachic concept of Kol Yisrael arevim zeh bazeh means. That's just a different point. But it means that I can fulfill a mitzvah on behalf of somebody else, even though I'm not fulfilling it for myself now. But v'harei katav harosh bimsechet brachot peret gimel, shaisha eina biklal arvut, oh, that women aren't part of the din of arvut. Lekach eina motziah ela mishechivo midrabanan. Therefore, it could be that a woman can only be, make kiddush on behalf of another woman, or maybe not even that, if she's already been yotzei, and a man who's already been yotzei can only make kiddush on behalf of somebody who's got a chiyuv to rabbanan. So if the women folk haven't davened Maariv, so then Dagul Merivava is raising this as a problem. Could be that all it means is that women, when we say women aren't Bichlal Arvut, means that women can't do mitzvot on behalf of men, or maybe even on behalf of other women who have, if they've already fulfilled the mitzvah. But men who are part of Arvut, and maybe they can do a mitzvah on behalf of a woman, even though they've already fulfilled it. Then Cain, Shapi Motzi Haishet Haishav Shekva Yatza. Or Dil Mekshim Shah Nashim Nonichlis Bicha Arvut, Kachli Loki Bluha Nashim Arvut Bishul Nashim. So he leaves this as an open question. He's not sure, understanding that women aren't Bichlal Arvut, but to what degree are we saying that? Are we saying that in terms of what they can do, or are we saying even in terms of what they can receive, as it were? If it's even in terms of what they can receive, so how could a man make kiddush on behalf of women? So we've got a number of answers to this question. If we look in the Minchat Chinuch in Siman Lamed Aleph, about halfway down, I've marked it. He's not bothered by this question of Dagul Merivava, the kasha of the Dagul Merivava on the Magin Avraham, because he says, he doesn't agree with the Magin Avraham's assertion that men have been yotzei with kiddush in shul. He says, we haven't been. Kevin to v'nusach ha'tfila shalel Shabbat, ein anu maskirin yitziat Mitzrayim, vadai einu yotzei min ha'torah klal. So this is Gemara in Pesachim Kufyud Zayin, which Amud Bet, which learns out from Gzeira Shava that in Kiddush you have to mention Yitziat Mitzrayim, and he's saying that's a full limud. So therefore, in Tefillah we don't mention Yitziat Mitzrayim at all. So therefore, you haven't fulfilled the mitzvah of Zecher Yetziat Mitzrayim. You haven't fulfilled the mitzvah of Kiddush. Now, of course, the Rambam just told us it's the Chirat Shevach of the Kiddush. So it might seem from the Rambam that you don't need to mention Yetziat Mitzrayim as part of Kiddush. The Achronim discuss this a bit. They point out that the Rambam, though, in the Nusach of Kiddush, he does bring down Zecher Yetziat Mitzrayim. Now the Rambam doesn't just sort of, you know, bring down, you know, oh well, it's a minhag, you know, this is what, you know, that somebody put it in. You know, as far as the Rambam's there is concerned, it's there. If it's there, and if he's codifying it, it's because it's needed. He's telling us what you need to say. They say you need to say Zecher Yetziat Mitzrayim. It seems in actual fact that even the Rambam also holds you need to say Zecher Yetziat Mitzrayim. So that's basically the point of the Minchat Chinuch. So the Minchat Chinuch is solving the Dagul Merivava's question by saying that he disagrees with the assertion of the Magin Avraham. So now we're back to when you make kiddush at the table, everybody's got the same degree of chiyuv because nobody's been yotzei mita oraita. So there are a couple of other answers as well. If you look in the Minchat Asher, Rav Asher Weiss, in his Shiorim on Parshat Yitro, Simon Lamed Aleph. So he says that it could well be that it's only Lechatchila that you need to mention Yitziat Mitzrayim. Even though it's a proper limud, nevertheless, the nature of the limud is that it's Lechatchila. And he says this is similar to Brit V'Torah, in the second bracha of Birkat HaMazon, which is a machloket in the Rishonim, whether you need to repeat if you missed it out. But so he says, according to those that say you don't need to repeat if it misses out, then you know this would fit fine. He says, even according to those that say you do need to repeat if you missed it out, there can be other reasons why you need to repeat, just because of the takana that Chazal are making in terms of the bracha, but not that it's not that the midoraita is required under all circumstances. So Rav Asher Weiss is saying that this would support the contention of the Magen Avraham that your yotzei with kiddushin tefillah, because it's not critical to say it to mention Yitziyat Mitzrayim. And it's something similar in Rav Moshe Sternbach's Shuvot Vahanagot, Chelek Vav Siman Ayin Gimel. If you see, it says, "V'od nireh li l'anudati li yashit afim neiman tzeo halacha v'mitzvah tzasit kiddush mikol makom ein zeh me'ikar mitzvah kiddush ad d'nei madim lo hizkir lo yatzai deicho that mitzvah kiddush and as zeh mitzvah lo hosif z'chirat yitzitzrin ma'im kiddush there's, if you like, two mitzvot of kiddush. There's a mitzvah of kiddush, and there's a further mitzvah that you ought to put, mention Yitziyat Mitzrayim as part of kiddush. But if you didn't mention Yitziyat Mitzrayim, you still fulfill the mitzvah of kiddush, you just haven't filled the mitzvah of kiddush with Zechirat Yitziyat Mitzrayim. So again, that would support the Magen Avraham. If you look in the Bi'ur Halacha, I've just taken part of a very long Bi'ur Halacha here. So he makes a number of suggestions to support the Magen Avraham. Well, I need to doubt Yeshli Yashiv to Bayer Pitzat. Or the Sovedu who rak mid Rabbanan. So it could be that the requirement of mentioning Yitziyat Mitzrayim is a din Rabbanan. The Hagzeir Shava who asmachta ba'alma. The Gam the Hagzeir Shava zechir tzarchin and lahad to darash b'shavat peivav hambeit. Especially as we see that the Hagzeir Shava of zechir is used elsewhere in Shas for something different. So that's possibility number one, that mentioning Yitziyat Mitzrayim is only to Rabbanan, in which case with tefillah you've been Yotzei Doraita. Or the Soved Yotzei Min HaTorah B'Mashiyski Yitziyat Mitzrayim Samuk L'Tefillah Dahashkiven Kigul Arich T'damya. So it could be that by saying the bracha of Hashkivenu, you've mentioned Yitziyat Mitzrayim there, and the bracha of Emet v'Emunah as well, and therefore but Hashkivenu is a bracha of Geula, and therefore it's Geula from Mitzrayim, and it's a hemshech, if you like, of the bracha of Emet v'Emunah. So therefore, you've got mention of Yitziyat Mitzrayim right before the Amidah. V'lo tzrichinan sheyazki davkim kiddusha gufa. So he's a bit bothered because, you know, of course you've got an interruption there. Until you get to Mekadesh HaShabbat, you've already had the first three brachot of the Amidah. They said, no, maybe it's not so, you know, that's Shevach of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You can, you know, Shevach of HaKadosh Baruch Hu hardly gets in the way of a mitzvah. You know, it's kind of always useful to do. And then he says, another possibility might be that, those are his two answers. That might be a way of tidying it up, according to the Magen Avraham. Yeah. No, it's really a question of whether or not it is a hafsaka. The Gimel Rishonot, you know, that's Shevach. Shevach of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. In terms of, you know, the mitzvah of Kiddush will always have, you know, Shevach of HaKadosh Baruch Hu in it. So it's, you know, Shevach of HaKadosh Baruch Hu.
And that's the point you were saying before, that the aspect of Kiddush, the right aspect of Kiddush, is really Shevach of Kiddush.
Right.
So here, if you were saying the first three brothers of the Shemot Esrei or Shabbat, then you have the aspect of the Tzias Mitzrayim.
In Gal Yisrael, right.
Past the Shabbat, past the Kiddush.
Yeah, so it's all good.
So therefore, it would be... Where would be the argument to say that we're not mentioning...
Because it's not part and parcel of Kiddush. You know, we're doing it as two separate mitzvot. You know, one is Birchot Kriyat Shema, and then after Birchot Kriyat Shema, we're then going on to say Tefillah with Kiddush as part of it. It's not really that you're combining them together. The conventional understanding would be that I've got to have... You know, if I say Kiddush has to incorporate Zechel Tziat Mitzrayim, so then it'll be as part of Kiddush and not something that I said earlier on. But in the Mishnah Berurah, he'll make the suggestion that maybe you can, maybe Vishamru will work. So Vishamru is right after Hashkivenu, so maybe you haven't got an interruption there at all if we were worried about the first three brachot being an interruption. Of course, that will only work if you do say Vishamru. If your minhag is not to say Vishamru, then it won't work. That's where they don't say Vishamru. Okay, so that anyhow, those are further suggestions of the Bi'ur Halacha to try and tidy things up according to the Magen Avraham.
I'm trying to see how these tidy things up. The way I was understanding it was that.
So there's another possibility to say now that in actual fact the Magen Avraham's contention is not valid, that we're not, another reason to say that we're not Yotzei. So the first question of the Minchat Chinuch was that we're not mentioning Yitziat Mitzrayim. Second point is, Achata shetiknu chazal hanusuch tahayim lahatchil b'shem malchut unasayim v'hu lo asakein. Rak hamad dvarim me'atzmo lemalat hayom, eshar af min haTorah lo yatsa. So it could be that, you know, you've got to have the nusach that Chazal were metakein for the mitzvah of Kiddush. And that you haven't got in the Amidah. Whatever we say about Yitziat Mitzrayim, whether it's required Doraita or Drabanan, but Chazal have given us a model to follow, and if we don't follow that model of Chazal, then we're not even Yotzei with the Doraita. And he brings a proof or support from the Sugi Masechet Sukkah, which is talking about a person who's got Roshov Rubo Basukah V'Shulchano B'Toch Habayit. And so whether you're Yotzei with that, and the Chachamim went, and they saw somebody had their table like that, and they said, if that's the way you do it, Loki Yamta Mitzvah Sukami Yamecha. If that's the way you always do it, you're never Yotzei with Sukkah. But of course you are, Midoraita you are. The point is, if you don't do it in the way that Chazal said you should do it, then even the Doraita, you're not Yotzei with. So Chazal said you should make Kiddush Al Hakos, and with Zeichel Tziat Mitzrayim, etc., etc. If you don't do that, then you haven't fulfilled the mitzvah, even Midoraita. The Chatam Sofer, he's referring here specifically to Havdalah, but it fits in also with the question of Kiddush. So he says that essentially it's, and we'll see that the Mishnah Berurah expands on this, but you haven't got Kavanah in Tefillah to be Yotzei the mitzvah of Kiddush, and essentially it's like you've got Kavanah not to be Yotzei the mitzvah of Kiddush. Kedei sheyeh Kiddush b'makom su'ud al hayayin Doraita. We want Kiddush b'shat su'uda to be Doraita. Why should that be? We always like, if possible, to fulfill, you know, if we've got a way of fulfilling a mitzvah, Doraita, and Chazal have been metake in a particular way to do it, and we've got to do this sort of thing. So we can be Yotzei the mitzvah Doraita, and then afterwards be Mekayim the mitzvah the way that Chazal want us to be. But we have it in a few cases, that discussion as to whether or not it's better to try and be Mekayim the mitzvah Doraita in the way that Chazal tell us to do it. And then you're ticking two boxes at once, as it were. So a parallel discussion, for example, comes up with Tkiat Shofar. One of the things we'll do actually over the course of the course is I'll also be giving various shiurim on the Mo'adim. So we might come across this at some stage in the future. With Tkiat Shofar, there's a mitzvah, according to the Torah, you have to blow shofar. There's also Chazal, we're talking Tkiat Shofar, I'll say the Habrachot. So we blow shofar twice. We have Tkiat Dim Yushav and Tkiat Dim Umad. The question is, when are we Mekayim the mitzvah of Tkiat Shofar? Is it with the first 30? Or do we sort of have in mind that we don't want to be Mekayim the mitzvah of Tkiat Shofar with the first 30? We're blowing them Kedei La'arbei Vet HaSatan or whatever reason, or so that we can make a bracha now. Really, we want to be Mekayim the mitzvah in Tkiat Al-Seydeh HaBrachot, because that's the way Chazal said. So it's best to do Chazal's way and be Mekayim the mitzvah d'oraita. So this is what the Chatam Sofer and the Mishnah Berurah are suggesting is what we want to try and do here. Okay. Another reason to suggest that perhaps the Magen or to refute the concern of the Dagul Mervava is to simultaneously refute the concern of the Dagul Mervava and make the Magen Avraham's comments to a certain degree redundant. If we look in Rabbi Akiva Eger, he says, "V'gam lichora lav davka tefillah, ela kol dechol ela adchol shemazkis Shabbat v'omer shabta tava gam kein yotzei d'mikol makom is kir Shabbat." So it could be that in actual fact, provided you're on talking terms with your wife, and when you come home from shul, you wish her a good Shabbos, and she says the same to you, rather than, why didn't you set the time switch, or something like that. So, everybody's been Yotzei D'oraita. So you said Shabbat Shalom, and she said Shabbat Shalom, Shabbat Tavah, whatever it is. Now everybody's at the same point. But again, questions are asked on Rabbi Akiva Eger, because there's just Mazkir Shabbat, there's no Shevach for Kiddush. You know, even if you say there's Shevach, Shabbat Shalom, Shabbat Tava, you know, where's the Kiddush? And the Rashba in a Tshuva has a similar notion, but even so, he seems to say that it's not just good enough to, just to say Shabbat Shalom, there needs to be more to it. Than just that. So you can look at that Rashba. So what we, the conclusion that we've come to is that we're not worried about the Dagul Mervava's concern, because either nobody has fulfilled the mitzvah of Kiddush D'oraita yet, or possibly everybody has. It's most likely that the better answers are that nobody's fulfilled the mitzvah D'oraita yet. It's worth flagging up, there can be occasions when one does want to be Mekayim the mitzvah D'oraita with Kiddush. The Chatam Sofer says, and when this happens, I always announce it in shul, at least in my current shul, Yom Kippur falls on a Shabbat. So you've got no Kiddush al HaKos. So you need to be Yotzei, the mitzvah Kiddush, with the Amidah. So usually, you don't have Kavanah to be Yotzei, the mitzvah Friday night Kiddush, with the Amidah. Lichara, the mitzvah Kiddush for Yom Kippur, we are Yotzei with the Amidah. That must be, implicit in our minds. In any event, the Magen Avraham said, the Kiddush on the Mo'adim is Durabanan. But Friday night, you've got no cost there. So you need to... the only way to be Mekayim the mitzvah Kiddush is in the Amidah, so you need to have in mind you want to be Mekayim the mitzvah of Kiddush. Also, it can happen in extremis, a person for whatever reason, a person is in hospital, they're not able to eat or drink. They still need to be Mekayim, they're able to daven, so they need to have in mind to be Yotzei the mitzvah of Kiddush with Tefillah. There can be other extenuated persons in the middle of nowhere, they've got nothing to make Kiddush on, no wine, no challah, so they'll have to, have in mind when they say the tefillah that they're being yotzei kiddush with that.
We could argue perhaps that if we need
Okay, so if we look at Shulchan Aruch, Reish Chayin Aleph Seif Bet says that Nashim Chayavot B'Kiddush Shafar Pishim Mitzvah Tasei Shazman Grama Mishum Te'it Kash Lachol L'Shamor V'Hani Nashah Hove Itnu B'Shmira Itnu B'Zchira. So according to our standard Klalim, that women are exempt from Mitzvah Tasei Shazman Grama, women shouldn't have a Chiyuv in Kiddush at all. But we compare Zachor to Shamor, and seeing as women have got a chiyuv in Shamor, because essentially that's the negative aspects of Shabbat, so they've also got a mitzvah in Zachor, and it's exactly the same level as men. Now, we've got a question, though, whether or not women can, in practice, or should in practice, be motzi anashim. The Bach raises the question that with Mikra Megillah, we say that, Lemaisa, we say that women shouldn't be motzi anashim. So he thinks that perhaps the same should be, in terms of he says there's a machloket there, and Lemaisa, we say that women shouldn't be motzi the anashim. So he thinks that the same should be the same with Kiddush at the end. But the Taz disagrees against his father-in-law on this point and says they're two different things. It's not that the Bach seems to understand it, that basically ritual declarations women can't make on behalf of men. But he says, no, there's a special, specific din in Megillah. The whole question is, what's the chiyuv? We will, be'ezrat Hashem, have a shiur on this Purim time. That's maybe this year, maybe next year, maybe the following year, whatever. But one of the years, Purim time. We'll have the, what's the reason that women can't be motzi anashim with Megillah? It's because women might only have a din of a chiyuv of shmia, whereas men have a din of kriya. So it's different chiyuvim. But for Kiddush, everybody's got the same chiyuv. The Mishnah Brura essentially agrees with that, that women have an obligation exactly the same as men, and can be motzi the men. He says, Mikol makom yesh lachmir l'chatchila shelo totzi isha anashim she'ena mibnei veita tzvila milta. This is a whole interesting question comes up also with regard to women reading Megillah for each other. We'll see it in due course there. But so he says it's what they would call, the best translation of Zila Milta is pasnished, which I appreciate isn't really a translation. It's inappropriate. So, you know, there might be sociological considerations there. I don't, you know, why it would be Zila Milta, particularly in our world, you know, maybe it isn't. The Mishnah Berurah saw it as Zila Milta, but certainly, you know, that was Anashim She'inam Mibnei Veita. It's quite clear, according to the Mishnah Berurah, that if you come home on Friday night and your wife says, you know what, I fancy making Kiddush tonight, then you haven't got any halachic tainas against her. If you've got 500 guests at the table, then you could bring the Mishnah Berurah. But if it's just the family, even if it's the extended family, possibly, you know, then the Mishnah Berurah would perfectly happy about it. I don't know what happened in his household, but certainly would be conceivable. Yeah.
I was just going to ask, if the whole basis for women to be...
So I just want to finish off with two further points for consideration. We won't go through it inside, but another point raised by the Minchat Chinuch question as follows: what about a boy who becomes bar mitzvah on Shabbat, or a girl who becomes bat mitzvah on Shabbat? And it's in the summer. You come home from shul at 8:30, and it's still broad daylight. Still another 45 minutes till Shkia. Come home and you make Kiddush. And at that point in time, the boy or the girl was still a katan. Come 11 o'clock at night, they're a gadol. Were they yotzei with the kiddush at from Plag HaMincha?
I mean, their own kiddush.
Yeah, their own kiddush, somebody else made it, even makes no difference. Shomer Ka'oneh, it's as if they made it themselves. So were they yotzei with that kiddush? They weren't a barchiv, so pashta should be that they weren't yotzei. Just like with parallel discussion, he raises it, you know, with regard to Sfirat HaOmer. You know, they became bar mitzvah, bat mitzvah, and lag bar omer. You know, they had no chiyuv to count the first 32 days, and now they had. So he says, but the Mordechai points out that when you bring in Shabbat early, it's not Shabbat Doraita yet. It's not really, you know, you haven't got an absolute chiyuv yet to be making kiddush. So therefore, we've got a model that you can be mekayim a mitzvah when you've only got a chiyuv derabanan, even though you're going to subsequently have a chiyuv doraita. So that's the suggestion that he makes. It's possible to argue, of course, that once you've brought in Shabbat early, that it now becomes a chiyuv d'oraita. In terms of Tosefet, it depends a bit on how you understand Tosefet Shabbat. If you understand the mitzvah Tosefet Shabbat as being a din d'oraita, and it's now Shabbat d'oraita, even though it might still be Friday in a certain sense, but it's Shabbat d'oraita. But certainly when Magen Avraham is the Mordechai is understanding it, is that no, it's now it's Shabbat d'Rabbanan. It won't be Shabbat d'Oraita till nightfall. It's now Shabbat d'Rabbanan, but you can fulfill your mitzvah d'Oraita when you've even though you've only got a chiyuv at the moment d'Rabbanan, because you will have a chiyuv d'Oraita later. But he says, according to the Rambam, there might be a different reason why you can be fulfill your mitzvah of kiddush, even though it's not yet dark. The Rambam says, when is the mitzvah of Kiddush at night, and the mitzvah of Havdalah on Matzei Shabbat? That's when Shabbat comes in, or a little bit before. So the Rambam seems to understand that D'oraita, in actual fact, you can do the mitzvah of Kiddush. In terms of the mitzvah of Kiddush, it's not only when it's on Shabbat, but the mitzvah of Kiddush applies also a bit before. Even though it's not yet Shabbat D'oraita, the mitzvah of Kiddush D'oraita applies a bit before Shabbat actually comes in, so that you can, so that as soon as Shabbat comes in, you've been Mekadesh the Yom. If that's the case, so then the reason why you're being Mekadesh Shabbat, you can be Yotzei with Kiddush before nightfall, it's not because you can do a Drabanan, you can do a Doraita mitzvah when you've only got a Chiyuv Drabanan, it's because you've now got a Chiyuv Doraita. Okay. Sorry? Correct, exactly. So therefore it would be a problem. So according to the Mordechai, it would be all right. According to my Rambam, it wouldn't be all right. Dan Weiss has a tshuva on this in Minchat Yitzchak, I think in Chelek Gimel, maybe Simon Ayin Dalad, I don't recall. Lemaisa, he says that you yotzei. Other Acharonim discuss it a bit. Some make the suggestion that at least the child should have in mind on Shabbat morning with tefillah to be yotzei kiddush with that. Then we get back to the old problem of Yitziat Mitzrayim. My answer is that, you know, if it's in April, you know, you're making kiddush at quarter past eight and it gets dark at quarter to nine, you know, wait half an hour. If it's in July, you know, then okay. But you know, if it's a matter of, you know, 15-20 minutes, then it's worth being choshesh to that. Final point to raise is a tshuva that appears in Minchat Shlomo. That's Rav Shlomo Zalman Orbach's Sheilot and Tshuvot, Chelek Aleph Siman Gimel. So he's got a question about a person whose job it is, goes to an old age home or a hospital every Friday night to make kiddush. So So in the winter, goes after shul, goes at 6 o'clock after shul, makes kiddush for the residents. In the summer, they want to bring in Shabbat early, after Plag HaMincha, obviously. The question is, can he make kiddush and be motzi them in kiddush? They will bring in Shabbat with his kiddush, but he won't bring in Shabbat with his kiddush. So this is a related question, because now, for him, he's got no chiyuv. It's not Shabbat for him yet. They're bringing in Shabbat. So Rav Shlomo Zalman talks about it in the question, have they brought in Shabbat already? Or have they even not? If they brought in Shabbat, then maybe he can make kiddush for them. If they haven't brought in Shabbat, maybe he can't. So he discusses this whole question about what the nature is of being able to be how Arvut is going to work. In this case, it's a bit reversed to everything else we've seen, till now. Now it's the recipient who's got the chiyuv, and he's got no chiyuv whatsoever. So, again, you can look through this in your own time. His bottom line is that if absolutely necessary, on an occasional basis at least, one can do this. He thinks it would be better, in actual fact, to be Mekabel Shabbat when you make Kiddush for them, and then to go home, if necessary, the point in question is where the place was a bit of a slap, so he wanted to be able to drive home. That's why he didn't want to be Mekabel Shabbat at the time. So better to be Mekabel Shabbat and take a taxi home, being careful not to open the doors or anything, etc. He says that's only Ziluta to Shabbat. And seeing as Shabbat's knocked in for everybody else yet, so it wouldn't be a problem. So this is the interesting question. Again, this is a bit of a discussion amongst the Achronim on, what's the issa of travelling in a car on Shabbat if a Nochri is driving it, especially if the Nochri is not driving it specifically for you. What the issa would be. So he seems to think that the issa is only one of Ziluta to Shabbat. And here there's no Zilzul of Shabbat, because it's not Shabbat. People see you in a car. No, it's fine. They're all in their cars as well. Nobody's brought in Shabbat. So it's an interesting question there. Okay, Ad Kan. It's 10:05. We're supposed to finish at 10:00.